gathering leaves. Spades take up leaves no better than spoons, and bags full of leaves are light as balloons. I make a great noise of rustling all day, like rabbit and deer running away. But the mountains I raise elude my embrace, flowing over my arms and into my face. I may load and unload again and again till I fill the whole shed, and what have I then? Next to nothing for weight, and since they grew duller from contact with earth, next to nothing for color. Next to nothing for use, but a crop is a crop, and who's to say where the harvest shall stop? End of Gathering Leaves. The Valley's Singing Day. The sound of the closing outside door was all. You made no sound in the grass with your footfall, as far as you went from the door, which was not far. But you had awakened under the morning star the first songbird that awakened all the rest. He could have slept but a moment more at best. Already, determined dawn began to lay in place across a cloud the slender ray for prying beneath and forcing the lids of sight and loosing the pent-up music of overnight. But dawn was not to begin their pearly, by which they mean the rain is pearls so early, before it changes to diamonds in the sun. Neither was song that day to be self-begun. You had begun it, and if there needed proof, I was asleep still under the dripping roof. My window curtain hung over the sill to wet. But I should awake to confirm your story yet. I should be willing to say, and help you say, that once you had opened the valley's singing day. End of The Valley's Singing Day.